first, as we said, on the issue of the pay hike. Before we get into our discussion, we're being joined from his residence by Justice A.K. Mathur, the chairperson of the 7th Pay Commission. Justice Mathur, thanks for your time. I want to first ask you, actually, reactions to this notice of a strike by several unions against the pay hike that the Pay Commission has recommended.
Well, of course, in democracy, people can go for a strike. I can't stop it. But whatever the pay structure we have given them is perhaps the best possible we could think of that has been given to them. And still, if they are not satisfied, then it's for the government to take the call. If they want to increase this basic pay, then it's open to them to do that.
Right. Okay. You're saying it's open to them to do that, but you know there are two views as you've been seeing on this pay hike. Some people are saying that it's far too little, and that the strike is one reason for that. The others raising concerns about why it's required to do this in any case. If the reason for the pay commission is for to bring government employees in a sense on par with the private sector. The private sector has been stagnating now for the last 5 years or more. But government salaries are continuing to rise.
Well, so far as government is concerned, it is a benevolent government. And in the social pattern of society, the government is bound to increase and give them a good benefits to their employees if they can afford. In case they can't afford, then they can't. But now looking to the inflation, which is increasing in our country, the government is took a very benevolent attitude and appointed a pay commission to recommend the hike in the pay structure so that the conditions of service of the employees should be ameliorated for that purpose. And so far as parity with the private sector is concerned, that government will take a call that whether the increase is to be made more or it is a modest one which is to be accepted. I mean, you can't give a like 26,000 or 30,000 or 1,000 because the government has the limitation.
Right.
As compared to the private sector and the government sector is much better paid. I can tell you that we have conducted a study from the Ahmedabad, AIIMS Ahmedabad, and they say that the government pays much better than the private sector.
Well, that certainly seems to be the case if the pay commission continues with the kind of hikes it is recommending. But, sir, on another note, you've actually had some views that perhaps there should be a streamlined system of increments now for government jobs as well. The idea of a pay commission, is it still relevant or should there be another system by which government employees get their raises?
No, we have recommended that instead of waiting for another 10 years, the government can consider of constituting a body, a permanent body of the pay commission, which will take into consideration the hike in the or increase in the inflation.
Right.
And if the inflation is 1% or 2% increase or 3% increase, then that could be factored in the pay scale itself. So that the government as employees need not to wait for 10 years or at the same time government will not be burdened with the heavy exchequer after 10 years.
Right,
it will be gradually already incorporated in the hike. That's why we suggested that.
Okay, sir, and finally before we let
and
you go.
Such system is in existence like in place like Australia.
Yeah. Right, sir, before we let you go, you know, there's always been this divergence of views, so to speak, between the military and the civil government on the issue of pay. The military feels it doesn't get a fair deal. One of their demands has been to actually have an armed forces representative on the pay commission panel. Do you think that's something the government should have considered, I mean, at all?
No, need not. We have taken into consideration the heard the armed forces at great length. All the three chiefs has met us. We have gone through the structure of the armed forces at great length. We have given a separate matrix for armed forces. We have given them a considerable increase in their allowances and the pay. And today the armed forces is getting a much better deal than what they were getting.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry to say that the apprehension or the reservation of the armed forces is totally unwarranted.
Okay,
You
right,
cannot, I mean, get it more than what civilians are getting.
Okay, well, they have
Thank
different
you.
Views on that, and we'll get to that in just a minute as well on the show. But thanks very much, Justice Mathur, for joining us on the Buck Stops here. The Seventh Pay Commission recommendations, 23.5% pay hike that has been recommended across the board for government employees. Lots of views on that. And as we are reporting now, that several unions have decided to go on strike from the 11th of July in protest against what they're calling a measly pay hike. Well, really, sometimes one should think that they may want to come into the private sector. No one measly really is today, but never mind. We've got with us in the studio former Cabinet Secretary T.S.R. Subramaniam, also with us former Finance Secretary C.M. Vasudev with us in the studio. Nalin Kohli of the BJP joining us from the party offices. We have a development economist, writer and columnist Devinder Sharma joining us from Chandigarh, and we have Brigadier Rajiv Williams also joining us. He's the head of CSR at Jindal Steel today, but has served with the armed forces and will provide that point of view. We're also hoping to be joined shortly on the show by Shiv Gopal Mishra of the Railwaymen's Federation for their point of view. Really, I don't know where to even begin this discussion, but Nalin, let me open up with you right now, because the Union Cabinet has approved this pay commission recommendation. Nonetheless, the responses coming in this evening are of protests and strikes. Your response to that?
Well, you picked up one organization and said protest and hike, and then you extrapolated to make it seem as if the whole country is protesting. I wouldn't agree. I think I would look at it from a totally different perspective. The fact is that these were put for the recommendations to be examined in January. The government has taken a decision, in my opinion, pretty fast. It has been resolved within by the middle of the year itself. The indication is that it's going to be with backdate effect. It has an implication of 1 lakh crores. This is coming out of a time when 2 years ago we were being looked as a depressed economy and an economy heading to crisis. We must also not forget that this government has gone out to make the effect being felt, about 25% if you take all the allowances added up. It's not small. It also includes almost 58 lakh pensioners and about 50 lakh employees. So a lakh crore is not a small amount for a government. At the same time, OROP was done last year. So I think the government is on the track recognizing what it should be, you know, do for various segments of society. Now, in a democracy, someone may have a point of view. If someone's given a strike call, is that representative of all the people in that organization? I wouldn't know. And the concerned department or ministry, I'm sure, would deal with that.
We'll deal with it.
With regard to the second point I want to bring on, just a second point, I'm not, and I'm sure we'll discuss this later, that we should also, in terms of, you know, pointing out maybe, which your heading was saying in the program, of a 4G civilian divide. So that's something I want to discuss, because I'm worried that this kind of an approach may not be correct. To look, we need to see in the totality of things before coining such phrases.
Okay, all right, we'll get to that in just a moment. But the point that you have just raised about the figure that the government is going to be spending in order to meet this current pay hike, I want to ask Mr. Vasudev, sir, you know, 1 lakh crore rupees is a large sum of money. The government has to find ways to come up with this, and there are fears that it will, you know, you're going to create situations where you're pushing up inflation, the economy may suffer, a strain on the exchequer. How does the government manage this?
Well, you know, this figure of 1 lakh crore also, I think, needs to be understood in its totality, because it represents only the burden of the central government employees. You know, past pay commission history tells us that there is a cascading effect. Central government employees get this 24% hike, all the central government aided institutions and other organizations under the central government, the universities, the colleges, they also will get the same. Then it percolates down to the state government. State government employees will also get the central pay scales and their public sector entities, and then the cooperative society. So it goes on and on. The total figure will be way above 2 lakh crores if this is 1 lakh crore only for the central government.
Yeah.
So this is a huge number. And if we are talking about a 0.7% fiscal deficit impact of the GDP, but if you do the total fiscal impact, including the center and the states, the number may be above 1.5% or so.
Right.
It is bound to have some effect on reducing or constraining the space for public investment. That is going to be a very big factor. And that remains to be seen how the government is going to deal with it.
Okay. On the other point that Nalin was raising about concerns about how the 4G civilian divide is being played up, I want both TSR Subramaniam and Brigadier Rajiv Williams to come in on this. But before I come to you, sir, let me just go across to Brigadier Williams as well. There are issues of parity that have been raised. Even in this particular pay commission recommendation, we're looking at the hardship allowance, for example. The hardship allowance of an IAS officer posted in the Northeast is greater than that of a soldier posted in Siachen. That's one of the issues the armed forces has had with the pay commission recommendations as well.
Well, that is the saddest bit of the story, that people don't respect the lives of the armed forces personnel. We're not challenging what the government has given or not given. What is being challenged is that there should be a parity amongst the civilians and the military. That's the unfortunate part, that IAS officer posted in Guwahati, or an IAS officer or a CPAF officer posted, even a CAPF officer posted in Leh, is going to be drawing much more, almost double the amount than what his counterpart in the army is going to be drawing. And I hope the Anomaly Committee, which is now going to be settled, I hope it will take these things into consideration before the final thing rolls out. But these challenges have to be addressed by the government, because it hits your heart. We're not bothered about how much. It's a question of respect. Please understand that. That, you know, we should have a pay parity, we should understand the nuances in which we have to go through, the risks are much higher, and we are not saying that we are responsible for the entire pay commission recommendations, anomalies that are being talked about.
Okay.
We are just requesting, and we are in fact going to substantiate this point, and unlike the other unions who are going on strike, the armed forces don't have that kind of a liberty.
Right,
and they should never be encouraged to even talk about these things.
Right,
but therefore, don't take advantage of us. Don't take advantage of the fact because it is going to hit. And equally, it should also affect the veterans and the armed forces personnel who have already been...
The pensioners, you know, all right, who already got the one rank, one pay, one pension. TSR Subramaniam, let me bring you into this debate as well. I know Nalin wants to respond to Brigadier Williams, but before that I want to come to you because, you know, there always is this issue. It's not just the armed forces per se, but even other services within the civilian network complain that, for example, the IAS officers get the most amount of money, they get the maximum benefits, etc. So, you know, combining in a sense what Brigadier Williams is saying with the grievances of the armed forces as well as the grievances of other services, what are your views on that?
I would not like to address this issue point blank, straight like this. We should not really too many comparisons, because it's a large system.
Yeah.
Different kinds of services, different kinds of entry points. The IAS is an open examination. The army is an open system. So everybody has a choice to go wherever he can go. And also conditions are different. I mean, in terms of geography, in terms of type of work, etc., etc. Risk for IAS is different from risk for an armed forces. Allowances generally throughout the career, I won't like to compare. If I may, can I go to another aspect which has not been addressed?
Go ahead, sir.
I don't think we should really talk parity. We talk of parity when things are equal. For example, private sector with public sector. C&D, which is the Babu and the Group 4 categories,
yeah.
which form about 92% of the total.
Hmm.
In general, they are about 30-40% higher paid than in the private sector today,
yeah,
which is about 92% of the total.
Hmm.
And also, if you include job security and also free health benefits, etc., I don't want to compare,
yeah,
but I think by and large, the issue with group A and B is slightly different. There is no way we are distinguishing between the high performers.
Hmm.
And in the states, we have so many people who are sort of also ran. And don't forget that only about 3 to 4 to 5% come to the top.
Hmm.
The and all the others have equivalent equivalent posts, etc. So I think seven decades later, we have come to a point where a new paradigm to link a basic system plus something based on performance, etc.
Yeah.
We are now repeating the same thing which are happening seven decades back.
Yeah.
I think a new way to evaluate based on outcomes, inputs and results.
Okay.
I think we have to look at all that in the
Before
future.
Before I take it back to Nalin, sir, you wanted to make a point with Vasudev?
No, I just want to say that, you know, 24% hike after 10 years, one can argue that it's not a very big number after 10 years, 24% increase. But at the same time, it is on top of inflation-linked sort of DNS allowance, which every government employees gets.
Yeah.
So it is not a small increase, also 24%. But the other, I think, basic problem which arises from the discussion that we are just now having is that one pay commission which tries to address the pay requirements and
of
needs of the system,
yeah.
for Army, for Navy, for Air Force, for doctors, for scientists, for professors, for civil servants, for police officers, it is very flawed. It is bound
the
to
system
it,
itself is
it
going
is
to
bound to
make
lead
people
to
unhappy.
No, and it is a ready-made opportunity for unions to flex their muscles also.
Which is exactly what we're
so
seeing.
So this type
happening.
Of a system where you have across the board one fit all solution, government going ahead.
Yeah.
The earlier pay commissions have also recommended that there should not be any further pay commission. You do it year by year, whatever increment. So
all
you
right.
don't have and this large fiscal impact which comes out in one go after 10 years. Is very
it's
harmful
the
for
system.
The economy
it's
also.
It's a shock to the system. All right, Nalin, I want you to quickly come in on this. We've also got two other panelists who have joined us. But, you know, this idea that other governments have also in the past said that the pay commission perhaps should give way to a different kind of system. Take that on and also address what Brigadier Williams was saying earlier.
I have multiple points to say. First, I think both our senior former bureaucrats, Mr. Subramaniam and Mr. Vasudevan, brought some important points. That in terms of the impact, it's much larger and cascading, as Mr. Vasudevan said. It could be even 1.5% of the GDP. Additionally, I think the point of parity. Maya, do all anchors get paid equally to all advocates? I practice in the courts. Do everyone get paid equally? You don't. I think somewhere you have to manage how. What are the implications and what are the impact of this? You have now the basic pay up from 7,000 to 18,000. That's a big jump. If we speak specifically of the armed forces, so therefore, armed forces had access to, say, the canteen, stores department, the CSD, rations. One would argue that why should they get liquor? So therefore, you know, there are multiple ways of looking at it as a total package.
Hmm.
On the other hand, would you say that someone joins the army to take a bullet and lay down his life in the high sacrifice for money? No, it's a different calling. So I think everywhere the government tries to see it in a larger context. ORoP after 42 years would not have happened if Narendra Modi's government wasn't sensitive to the armed forces. We salute them.
Hmm.
We thank them for what they do. Yes, they may have appropriate means to put across their point of view. But I think to draw it in this, you know, straight line approach, that may be a tad overstatement or an oversimplification.
All right. Okay. Well, let me just bring in, we have Mr. Mishra as well from the Railway Men's Federation who is with us in the studio and Devinder Sharma. I want to go to both of you first. But Shiv Gopal Mishra ji, the Railway Men's Federation is going on strike against the pay commission recommendation?
Not only All India Railway Men's Federation, there are two federations recognized in the railways and many other associations, they are joining hands.
Hmm.
And more than 32 lakh central government employees, they have decided under the banner of the National Joint Council of Action that they will proceed for a strike from the 11th July morning 6 hours. Actually, we never believed that we...
But what is the reason for the strike?
The reason
sir?
For the strike is that this is the report which has been accepted by the government. This report was the worst report of all the pay commissions which have been enforced to the our central government employees.
Why? Because the amount is the lowest?
Because the amount, what you are telling that it is 23.5%, virtually if you go with the calculations based on the basic wages, then it comes only 14.29%.
Hmm.
So it's all camouflage that it is 23.5%. Moreover, the whenever their talk used to come, the people say that the private sector is getting much less and the government employees, they are getting much more. There, you look at the responsibilities also. I'm working in the railways.
Hmm.
I'm the general secretary of their federation. Every year, 500, 600 people in our industry, they used to lay their life. for churning, for running our system round the clock in every seasons, every weather. They used to work, they used to run the trains, they used to run the lifeline of this country. They used to carry 2.5 crore people every day on their trains.
Okay, all right. They are running so they are performing services that the private sector day. That the
so
private sector does not,
not
do. There is no dispute about
rate.
That.
That is not
yeah.
Correct.
Okay, Devendra Sharma, let me just bring you in as well, because you know this is going a little all over the place, and I think what we need to bring back the focus on is how the economy is going to be able to sustain this kind of a periodic revision in pay scales rather than something which is perhaps more streamlined. I mean, we come back to the original point in 2008 when the Sixth Pay Commission gave a hike of nearly 50%. That was also a time when the private sector was booming. Government employees were talking about how the private sector is earning much more. There was the need to bring in parity, make government services more lucrative and attractive for young recruits as well. All that's changed today. The private sector is the one that's stagnating. The economy is not doing too great. And yet, this system of pay hikes is continuing. We're looking at a situation where, in a sense, the private sector is functioning on the DA, neutralizing inflation kind of hike structure. And things are changing. Devendra?
No, I think if you allow me, I think I'll answer your question later. But I think first of all, let me clarify. Mr. Vasudevan said that the total, the burden on the government, which includes the state, the colleges, universities, PSUs, and so on, is going to be in the range of 1.5 to 2 lakh crore. But I read a report of Credit Suisse, which says that the total burden is going to be 4.5 to 5 lakh crore every year.
Hmm.
Now, that's the figure that I think I would bank upon, because Credit Suisse has done that analysis. 4.5 to 5 lakh crore every year is what is going to be the burden on the government. But as you rightly asked, at a time when everything is stagnating, what is the justification of giving another pay commission to government employees?
Hmm.
So that's a very important question, because it is important to give a salary raise to employees, because that runs the economy.
Hmm.
The industry runs because of the demand creation, and demand is being created by these fellows because they, so they are both mutually exclusive, most inclusive, and they benefit each other.
Right.
So the government by one stone has killed two birds, and that would mean they have addressed the issue of a stagnating economy, which will get a boost because demand will be created, more FMCG sale, auto sales, real estate, and so
yeah,
on and so
yeah.
forth. But I want to bring in here a bigger question. The bigger question is, this is not only civil and defense parity. What about the parity with agriculture? Now,
yeah.
incidentally, the salaries of the employees are also fixed by the government. The minimum support price is also fixed by the government.
Hmm.
The minimum support price has been stagnating for last so many decades. And the minimum support price increase in the last 45 years is only 3 to 4%.
Yeah.
Whereas if we find that, even the DA is 13% rise every
okay.
year. Now,
all
this
right.
is completely injustice.
Okay,
we can't kill one sector to protect one sector of the society. Another
fair
sector
point.
Of the society.
All right, Devendra
Sharma. This is very unfortunate. This is no economics.
Okay, I'm going to get Nalin to respond to you. But Brigadier Williams, you wanted to come in very quickly before we take it back to Nalin and Mr. Subramanian as well. Yeah, go ahead, Brigadier Williams.
Yes, Maya. Actually, the conversation going on is fine. But what I'm very disappointed to hear is what Nalin had to actually talk about canteen facilities and then equating us military personnel on should be satisfied because we've got these perks and privileges. I think it's absolute nonsense. I mean, just 2 days ago, I was celebrating Siachen Day in my battalion 8 Jackalai, and I was just wondering, when we were there on top of Bana Top capturing the post, we didn't even bother about these things, but I presume the government was looking after us. And it was, and I continue to believe that it will look after us in the future too.
Hmm.
So it's not the question of us asking. It should be the government who should come forward and give what we deserve.
Okay.
And that's the difference. It's
all
not
right.
the question of perks being given from the canteen and
okay.
things. Come on, I think we've outlived those kind of activities in many years ago.
All right, your point
but please
is
don't bring those things
it.
Back.
Okay, got
my
it.
Humble request.
Got it, Brigadier Mr. Subramanian. Yeah,
I'll just take half
yeah.
a minute.
So may I respond?
Yeah, Nalin, just 1 second. We're getting Mr. Subramanian, then I'm coming back to you in a second. Yeah.
I have seen this at least three implementation of three of these reports in the last 30 years.
Yeah.
And the dialogue is going par for the course. And it's exactly...
As it was, the last
and then
the
every
yeah.
union is now going to extract whatever it wants and bring everything to the break point, etc., etc.
Right.
I think a new thing in the dialogue. I agree with Vasudev that the issues, the systems are so complex that one body cannot manage it.
Yeah.
But the real point to my mind is, 70 years later, the stress has to be on quality. For example, I did a report on education now.
Yeah.
The teaching, learning is in shambles.
Right.
Amongst the worst in the world.
And also pay for that quality then accordingly.
No, we are now paying 50,000 rupees for a teacher.
Yeah.
Whereas in a private school, they are getting 15,000 rupees. 15,000. And we have no means of distinguishing between a good teacher and a bad teacher.
All right.
There's no linkage with quality or whatever. Yeah. I think the new dialogue has to be the compensation based on contribution.
Okay, all right. Fair point. Nalin Kohli, we're going to give you the last word on this because we're out of time. But take on all these responses as well, because ultimately it is about putting the focus on quality, not quantity. Many questions that the Pay Commission always ends up raising. Not enough time to answer them all. Go ahead.
First, to borrow a word from Brigadier William, he said, yes, I would not like to trivialize this by referring to adjectives such as nonsense. He may want to go back to the program and see its recording and hear what I said exactly. Hmm. My point wasn't focused only on the CSD. It was also a salutation to the armed forces, and they're always wanting to lay down their lives for the motherland. So therefore, he would do well to go back with that before he builds up an argument.
Yeah.
Which is more personal rather than substantial.
Okay.
Secondly,
but respond to Devinder
this
and the
average pay
board.
Hike.
Yeah.
Which one, let me. I'm coming.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
Yeah.
And Devinder ji has made an important point. This average of 23% actually might be also misleading because the law of averages sometimes doesn't give the true picture.
Yeah.
If the basic salary at one level from 7,000 to 18,000, it has increased. That is far beyond 100%, 150 almost. So we need to look at it in the depth. The detail is, the devil is always in the detail.
Detail, yeah.
There's much more to it. Three, what Devinder ji has said in terms of agriculture, yes, he's raised a substantive important point. Agriculture has suffered.
Yeah.
It's a problem that needs to be addressed, and this government of Prime Minister Modi is looking at it. MSP is one part of it. There are multiple problems that have brought 60% of our population to this crisis situation. It has to be addressed.
Okay.
They deserve
all right.
it. The last point is with regard to the railways, with an operating ratio of close to about 90-92%, which Suresh Prabhuji repeatedly is working to correct, we need to also study the health of an organization, whether they can sustain anything. If the railways is going to shut down because of a burden of unsustainability, for whatever be the past mismanagements, we need to bear in mind what is the corrective there. Everyone, including the unions, have a stake in a healthy railway.
I think I will have to end it on that note because the challenge is going to be now getting the government, getting the unions, the railways and whoever else it may be. If there is a situation where essential services are affected because people are not happy with this kind of pay hike, I think that's the burden that everyone needs to sort of address at this point in time immediately. But apart from that, I think broad questions that have been raised, as you were saying, Mr. Vasudevan.
Just 2 points about, very quickly.
Yeah.
One is that to determine the fiscal impact of pay commission recommendations is very difficult.
Yeah.
It's not an arithmetical number.
Fair point.
Because there are a lot of taxes which come back to government, at least 15-20% will be income
point.
Tax,
yeah.
Then there will be service tax, excise on the fiscal stimulus that is being given.
But I think the challenge to the exchequer.
The second is, I think the impact on the private sector, I think this pay commission also has not taken into account. You know, I was talking to your driver. I asked him how much you are getting. He says, I get about 10,000 rupees.
Yeah.
Then I said, the pay commission has recommended 18 plus DA to government.
Yeah.
He says, Sarkar ko paise thodi kamane padte hain. Hamari company ko to paise kamane padte hain. So here it is all, you borrow and
which
give as much as you want.
Yeah.
Affordability is not an issue with government at all.
Right. Absolutely.
That's a problem.
Hanji.
I'm telling, sir, is here. In the third pay commission, the number of the railwaymen was 17.5 lakhs.
Right.
Then that was reduced. Now in 7th pay commission, we are only 13 lakhs. We have increased our productivity many folds.
But,
we 100% agree with the Nalin.
All right.
We have to increase our efficiency. We have to increase our
productivity. I think the point, gentlemen, we're out of time. But I think the point we're all going to wrap this up on. We're all out of time.
Come down.
We're all out of time.
Security has been ensured. So let's be also very clear.
Yeah, we're out of time. I think the stress has to be on quality, not quantity, on the value that somebody who's earning is providing to the service that they're in, because we always have a situation
and
where some
government
people
providing
work harder
a fair
than the
deal to all. Because the government has to care for
as
everyone.
As Nalin pointed out, all anchors are not paid the same. Therefore, there has to be some yardstick by
not
which these
all advocates.
Things are decided.
I wasn't
we'll
one-sided.
Leave it at that. Thank you all, gentlemen, for being on the show tonight. Thanks
Thank
very
you.
Much.